This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The much-decorated AMC series Breaking Bad aired its very last episode a year ago today. That show, as its millions and millions and millions of fans know, was set in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and although the curtain has come down on Walter White and the gang, the city is still reaping the benefits. Richard Berry is the mayor of Albuquerque. Mr. Mayor, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you today. Thank you.
You know, if you read a lot of stories about this program, one of the things all the actors say and the showrunner Vince Gilligan, they all say Albuquerque became a character in this program. How do you think that happened?
Well, it's a beautiful place. You know, Albuquerque is a very diverse place, both from a demographic standpoint, but also from a geographic standpoint. We've got, you know, mountains, rivers, high desert. Breaking Bad success, I think that was really an over-the-top thing for us in a good way, because it really put us on the map as a place where extremely well-crafted art could be made. And of course, we've had a lot of great films made here over the years, but none better than Breaking Bad.
Do you see tourism coming? I mean, you know, JetBlue has flights down. American Airlines have direct flights to Albuquerque. Are you seeing people come because of this show?
We do. We actually see people that will come here specifically to go to see the sites. We have a young man named Jesse that runs some trolley tours here. He's a former city employee who now has a trolley that takes people around on tours, and that trolley is full every time I see it. So I've been as far as Beijing where people have asked me about Breaking Bad. So, yeah, it really has put us on the map internationally.
Here comes the flip side, though. I mean, production was over plus or minus a year ago. Any slowdown that you're feeling?
No, actually, it's I don't know what the phenomenon is, but because it's in syndication it's still on television, people are still very actively involved in the program. A lot of people tell us that they're just now getting through the entire series. So my in-laws, for example, are on, I think, season 3. And so there's a lot of people trying to catch up with the program, and that's good news for us. And I think it will survive. Certainly it will survive in the world of theory for a long time. People will be studying Breaking Bad and what Vince Gilligan did. But I think that we've got many years ahead of us of it still being an iconic program.
How much are you banking on, what's the name of the spinoff, Better Call Saul?
Well, I went to buy a tie at one of my local haberdasheries the other day, and they were closed because they were filming Better Call Saul. So, and the guy was Burton Jess is the name of the place here in Albuquerque, and they were very pleased to have the program there. So, I think it's the same scenario when Breaking Bad filmed here, 68 episodes, $1 million per direct spend, so almost $70 million that came into our economy, and that's not just above the line folks. That's not just actors. That is electricians, and it's the lumberyard selling lumber, and it is craft, and it is the local places that rent their businesses out to film. It really hits our economy from top to bottom. So we think that Better Call Saul is going to be another great opportunity for us.
You know, I had a conversation with the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, when that show first came out.
Mayor Dean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he basically said, you know, it's great, and we're happy for all the attention and the economic boost, but it's nice when they go on hiatus and we get our city back a little bit.
I don't think we feel that way at all. We'll roll out the red carpet any day. When film comes here and they need to close down a street or we need to do whatever we need to do to facilitate that, it just happens with a snap of a finger, quite frankly, and we'll just work hard to keep it that way.
Yeah, but your motorcade probably doesn't get redirected, does it?
I drove myself to work this morning, so I don't really have an entourage. But if I had a motorcade, man, that's a good idea. Maybe I should get a motorcade
that's
now.
That's right. Mayor Richard Berry in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mr. Mayor, thanks very much for your time.
Hey, sir. Thanks for highlighting this great program in our city.